Blog Talk Radio.
It's the kid Scarfella from Scarfella Music Hoop, and you're now in the mix with Miss P.
got y'all on deck with the hottest radio station on the internet airwaves. Into Radio. Let's get it.
Hey, babies. You are now in tune with your girl, Miss P. And I'm really, really, really excited tonight because I get to talk to Little Buck. So for all those who are tuning in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. I hope that you find our show entertaining and, above all, feel the love and support coming across the airwaves. For all those who continue to support the MTV show, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So the track that we just played is Nightlife by Little Buck. And I don't know why I'm getting so tongue-twisted tonight. Maybe it's with all the excitement because I love gaining on people and finding out their journeys and the reason why they do what they do and why they're so passionate about it. So Little Buck, if you're on the line, if you can press 1, that would let me know that you're on the line and we can get the ball rolling. So just a little bit about Little Buck because, you know, we want to hear it from him. His southern roots and street attitude, explicit lyrical style, is displayed on various mixtapes and singles. Buck is firmly establishing himself as a force to be reckoned with in popular urban music and ready to create a global presence. So, I mean, with that being said, it's just already letting you guys know that he's not playing any games, which I love, by the way. I love go-getters. So without further ado, we have Little Buck on the line. We're going to bring him on right now. For all those who want to dial in and ask Little Buck a question and or show your love, dial in at 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with Little Buck and Miss P. Other than that, let the interview begin. How you doing tonight, Little Buck?
What's up, babe? How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to come on and chat it up with me tonight.
Oh, no, thank you, babe.
Not a problem, not a problem. So, for everyone who is, you know, hearing your name for the first time, we want them to get to know you and that you are forced to be reckoned with, like you so stated in your bio. So, tell us a little bit about who's Little Buck.
I'm a representative of Gossamer, Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? And I've been dealing with Rough and Rugged Entertainment for years now, and things starting to get good, you know. I'd like to thank you for having me today, but, yeah, like I said, I am a go-getter and a very much force to be reckoned with, and it's my year this year, and hopefully many more will be mine.
Absolutely. So if you were to describe your style, your music, and your swag, if I can be so bold, you know, how would you describe yourself in, like, 5 words?
In 5 words?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say in just 5 words. I think I'd be thinking so much of myself. But, I'm a go-getting family man, hustle out here in these streets, you know. That's what I do. I run the streets. I call myself a road runner because that's what I do. I stay in the streets from Alabama, Louisiana, all over. I'm just trying to get in where I fit in, you know. If they ain't gonna open the door, I'm going to kick it open.
Absolutely. So let's go back a little bit, okay? So, like, childhood a little bit. What did you want to be as a child?
As a child?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I just wanted to be all right, tell you the truth, you know?
Right.
At one particular time, I wanted to be a veterinarian. I love animals, you know what I'm saying? But all that changed once I got a little older. But, you know, we're speaking on the childhood, so that's what it was back then.
Right, absolutely. So I read your bio very thoroughly because I like to get to know people that I'm going to be speaking with so I can give you the best experience ever and see that I'm paying attention to you, right? So my thing is, if you know, you can stop me or choose not to answer, but I kind of wanted to hone in a little bit on the fact that you stated that you weren't always focused, that, you know, you were at a point in your life where if someone, like, approached you, you wouldn't be able to tell what you would do. And the only reason why I'm bringing that up is because there's a lot of people out there that can relate to that. And I'm applauding you for being able to go from that transition to where you are today. So could you tell us a little bit about how you pulled yourself out of that realm?
Tell you the truth, just having people on my side that was going to look out for me and seeing the best in me. you know, it had a lot of people around me who felt like I could do more than I felt I could do myself. But, you know, you can't really blame a person for what they stuck around at that particular time. But my hat go off to anybody out there who trying to get from around the negative and embrace the positive. So, you know, it's just like I just was in a bad era, and just so happened, you know, a couple of my people got together and we started this rough and rugged thing, and priorities started to get different, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's tough when you stuck around one thing your whole life, but, you know, it's ways to get out of it. Just, you know, I just encourage people to try to go more towards the positive and get your family straight and your priorities in order, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and that's why I wanted to bring that out, because, you know, that to me was very profound in the sense that, you know, there's so many people out here that allow their environment to control their daily way of life.
Yeah,
so,
and it can happen.
Mm-hmm, right. So to read the fact that you were able to, like, resign that whole, you know, thing is amazing. So, again, I commend you. And, you know, it makes me look at you even with more regard, because not a lot of people have that ability to separate.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, thank you. So what did your family do to encourage you?
They encouraged me to do my music.
Yes. Just in life in general. It don't have to just be music. I mean, just as a man coming into yourself.
I wouldn't be able to do nothing without putting God first, and my family was real big on that. And coming up, they kept me in church, and it's like, you know, I just think all things goes to Him and all the people that's around me that's trying to help me do what I'm doing, and it's just, that's just what it is, you know.
Absolutely. So, do you have any people in your family that's musically inclined? Because I'm curious of, you know, how music, you know, captivated you. So is there anyone in your family, or did you grow up around a bunch of music and it just kind of, like, pulled you in?
Yeah, it pretty much was the guys around me. You know, a few of my cousins and some of the guys I grew up with, they did a lot of rapping, and, you know, I was off into other things, wasn't really paying too much attention till one of them asked me to pick the mic up and, you know, put a little pen to a paper and see what I could do. And once I did that, it kind of just stuck with me, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you feel like you're made for something, or you're doing something that makes you happy, you know, it just is what it is. It'll take a toll on you, you know, take control of it.
Absolutely.
And
so just being around the
people who were actually doing music when I was young, it helped me branch off into it. And thank God I have a talent for it, and I love doing what I'm doing.
Absolutely. So who would you say, if any, was your musical inspirations?
Hip hop was my inspiration. When when I was young, I actually used to love to watch Michael Jackson on television. And, just seeing how big and the presence he brought, it was just like, you know, it just took a toll on me. And it just hip hop period. But when I was young, I used to love to watch Michael Jackson. It was just something about how he do what he do. You know what I'm saying? And it just grabbed a hold of me, and I wanted to try and do what I could do. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and I agree with you 110% on how Michael Jackson could captivate you and just keep you where he wanted you forever.
Right.
So people say, or claim, I should say, that hip-hop is dead. What's your opinion on that?
I don't think it's dead. I just think a lot of people is taking their concentration away from how hip-hop started out. And I just feel like we need to go back to reality and, you know, get a little more deeper in our music and things like that. I don't think it's dead at all. It's very much alive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I agree with you, you know, because it's so chaotic with people because of just the people that they pull into the industry. And there's so many different talented people that can contribute so much different flavor, but it's just so hard breaking into that. So I think that's why so many people claim that, you know, it's dead.
Yeah, I don't think it's dead. It's the ones who trying to kill the industry. That's what it is. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, you know, they're trying to make the industry out to be something I know it's not. You know what I'm saying? And it was put here for the people, man. And they trying to take concentration away from what it was put here for. And I just feel like it's not dead, and we need more people to speak on it and feel like why it's not dead, because you wouldn't ask me that question. You feel what I'm saying? just need
Absolutely.
To get everybody away from that, because it's not dead. It's very much alive. I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Right, absolutely. And that's a very good point, by the way. And just know, in future shows, I will be quoting you. I will be using your words, Little Buck. I will be letting everyone, you know what you just said and say, you know, quote Little Buck. Okay? He said it.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you, because you just opened my eyes. So thank you. So
okay.
Do you think music is enjoyed more for the beat or for the words?
Enjoyed more for the beats or the words?
Yeah, which one do you think is the standpoint, or do you have some type of, like, snazzy way of just incorporating them both?
And your question is, you asking me which one is dominating?
Do you think people enjoy more? Yeah, which one, the beat or the words? Because some people say the beat,
and some people say
the lyrics.
I think it depends on who you're listening to, because a lot of people's music, the beat is what catches your attention, and then a lot of people music, the lyrics is what catches your attention. So it pretty much go both ways, because, you know, I'm listening to everybody, and a lot of people beats catch my attention, a lot of people lyrics catch my attention. So it really go both ways to me.
Absolutely. I agree with you there, too. Dag, Little Buck. You should have your own show. Like, what's happening? You know, geez.
One day
I love your answers. Exactly.
Okay.
I love your responses. So,
all right.
Since your journey, how have you grown as an artist?
I'd say how I've grown as an artist, mind-wise. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, and when I was younger and I used to do it, I had a different outlook on things. But as I got older, and, you know, your family grow older around you, and everybody mind around you starts to elevate. So, you know, I just say mind-wise, how I take control of the situations now and think a little more now, you know?
Absolutely. So do you consider more mature, right? And I think that's big, too. I think that's big, too, because there's so many immature individuals out here, seriously.
Right. You're right though.
It's true. So it's so, like, interesting to me, your standpoints. And like I said, I will be quoting you over and over again, because it's just, you're knocking my socks off, Little Buck. You're knocking my socks off. So so do you consider yourself an artist, a rapper, or an entertainer? Because that's always, like, a big thing when I have people on this show, because they'll be like, I'm not an artist. You said artist. I'm a rapper. I'm not a rapper. I'm an entertainer. And I'm like, okay, well, I didn't know that was really like, you can categorize it. You know, I thought it was all rolled up into one, but, you know, I can be corrected. So in your opinion, what do you consider yourself?
I can't consider myself one without the other, because, you know, I am an artist, I do rap, and I very much entertain. If you just come to a show and see how I perform, you know, it's all wrapped up in the one with me, and plain and simple, that's what it is with me. So those three questions, it's all wrapped up in the one with me.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's another good way of looking at it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we turn up.
I'm sure, because, I mean, I was just playing your track now, by the way, people. It's called Nightlife. So, definitely.
I'm tuned in. I was listening and bobbing my head myself. I almost forgot who it was. I thank you. You heard me?
Okay, exactly. I was over here like, oh. And it's the funny thing about it is that I can't dance. So I have, like, killer shoulders. My shoulders is, like, what make my moves happen. So if it wasn't for my shoulders, I would have no rhythm.
Oh, man, we're going to have to do something about that. I can help you out in that area. That's no problem.
It's all about
what you feel. You know what I'm saying? You have to go with what you feel. And for you to just be moving your shoulders, we got to get you around something that's going to make you move your legs, too. Get all that intertwined together. We get all that intertwined together, and we're going to call that dance.
Exactly. I love it. I love the way you think. So tell me, do you like doing collaborations? Because I see that, you know, you're working with a lot of different artists. So, you know, is that something that you enjoy doing as far as music is concerned?
Yes, ma'am. I love collaborations. It's nothing like getting with another artist and y'all putting y'all heads together to see what you can come up with. It's just like that other part of the game that I love. I do my thing by myself, but when you bring somebody else into the picture, and, you know, two heads are better than one, so it's pretty much gonna be something great that you can come up with. Collaborations are wonderful. I love them.
Right, absolutely. And I agree with you because there's so many people like, oh, it's a solo project. And I just don't understand how anything could be really considered a solo project, because if you're not the one who's producing the beat and, you know, whatever it is that you guys do in a studio, then how could you just feel like it's a single effort?
Right. I don't even believe in too much solo. Like, the world is not solo. We got DJs, we got producers. Without them, wouldn't be no me. Everybody has to be together. And, you know, I'm not that isolated, state of myself, anti-social type of person. You know, I deal with people, so, you know, I'm hopefully a lot of people look at that as a thumbs up for me, because I don't mind dealing with other artists. I'm not stuck on myself or trying to do everything by myself. You know, the team that I'm with, we all together, and it's just like a all-in-one thing to me, you know? It's like, nah, I like to deal with people, honestly.
Absolutely, I like that. So I know you just recently released your mixtape. So how has the reception been for this particular project? How's the reception from people with this new mixtape?
Oh man, it's shocking me. They loving it, and it's like I'm getting so much love from so many different places. I'm just hoping that I can keep it going. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, a meal before the deal. Mixtape has dropped, Lil Buck, and I'm loving it because I'm getting so many good responses, and so many people hit me up on Twitter and Facebook, and you know, it's just I'm getting a good reaction from it. I'm loving it. I'm gonna just keep doing what I'm doing and get to where I'm headed. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So how do you decide? Because it's hard for me to pick out something to wear every day. So how do you decide on what tracks to make your EP or your album or your mixtape or just a single in general? Like, how do you make that determination?
Me, myself, I don't make it. I let, you know, I get it out there and I let the people who are going to be, you know, tuned in to me pick it. You feel what I'm saying? I hit the club, I hit the street, I just get it out there and see who reacts to what. And that's what I go with. I let the people pick for me. I can't pick it myself. What I like might not be for everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's true. So, and that's a great marketing way to look at it as well.
Yeah, now I have so much music to where, you know, I would hate to leave something behind. So I just take a few things and throw it out there and, you know, put my muscle behind it, me and the team, and whatever reactions we get from it, you know, the best one wins. That's how I do that.
Absolutely. So, do you perform live at all?
Ma'am?
Do you perform live at all?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I have two things set up tonight at two different clubs in Baton Rouge. Like, that's what I love to do is perform. Like, we everywhere. We going to the Duck Off tonight in Baton Rouge. That's a club in Baton Rouge. We're going to Club Vibes tonight. Me and another group with Rough and Rugged Entertainment. We got a mixtape dropping, Rough and Rugged ENT, with Del and the Crazy Man, Steady Boo, the Sumo Rapper, Rap Sumo. And I just stay in the street. I love to perform, actually. I love it.
Absolutely. So how do you separate yourself from others? Because, you know, there are so many people out here, and not to take away from anyone, but everyone has this vision and this dream, and, you know, with music. So how do you separate yourself from all the quadrillion people that have the same goal?
Just being me. Just being me, actually. I mean, you know, I'm not, but I'm going to put it like this. To separate myself, I don't feel like I'm like no one else. So I'm going to do what I can do to the best of my ability, and then I'll get my reactions from what I'm doing. So that's really just like, I don't separate myself. It's just like, I just do me. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody else will catch on from there, you know?
Absolutely. I know that's right, Little Buck. I'm just giving you this. You know, you get it. You'll get it. Like, after you hear this song, you'll definitely get it, okay? So,
right.
How did you come up with your name, Little Buck?
I say my friends and family gave me that name coming up in some of those rough days. I used to be a little Buck Wild, so, you know, it just kind of stuck with me. Everybody started calling me Buck. you know, they're like, boy, you buck wild. And, you know, they shorten it up with buck. So, you know, I'm a little guy, so they put the little in front of it, and I ran with it.
I think it's cute.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I don't have a lot of people tell me that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So if you were to dabble in, like, another genre of music, what would it be?
Another era in music besides what I'm doing now?
Yeah, like another, you know, genre. Like country, rock, like, is there any other thing that, you know, you would, that, you know, pulls your interest?
I would try to do a little R&B, maybe writing or whatnot, and I wouldn't mind trying out some rock because I seen Run DMC make something wonderful happen when they switched over and tried something with rock. So, you know, I'm open to anything. You feel me? If I can make something out of it, then I'll try it. I ain't scared to try nothing. So I'm not going to downgrade country music or no kind of other music or, you know, it's like wherever I go, everything happens for a reason. So, you know, hopefully wherever I stop at, that's where it's meant for me to be. But, yeah, it don't matter. I try anything.
Absolutely. And you know what's so funny about that you chose rock? Because I can totally see you do a rock just from your sound.
Well, because I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, because it has, you know, that country swing, and I can hear it like going into, like, if you ever come up with something, I have to be the first person to hear it, because I just manifested that, like, it's happening. Sooner or later, we're going to have a rock track from Little Buck, and I'm excited.
Okay, and don't you be surprised neither. Look, call Kid Rock.
Exactly. So, is it really hard with you being so dedicated to music and, you know, getting to where you need to get to? Is it really hard to just, like, have a personal life? Because a lot of people are like, I don't do anything else but just music. So is it hard for you to pull away from, you know, being an artist, entertainer, rapper, to just be Little Buck and take some time for yourself?
Actually, I have the support of my family where they, you know, like, a lot of times it's kind of hard to get away and do me, but it's all right because the ones who are waiting for me to get to myself and give them a little more time, like my immediate family, they appreciate what I'm doing and they understand what I'm doing. So it's not really that hard to me. It would be harder if I didn't have them on my side and understanding what I'm doing and the time it takes to do what I'm doing. So I wouldn't call it hard, but, you know, it's like, you know, gets tight here and there, but I make things happen. Everything be all right.
Absolutely. So tell me, because I'm so curious, I mean, do you have any other hidden talents? Do you play instruments? I mean, is there any hobbies or anything that you enjoy doing when you do get that free moment to yourself?
You sure you want me to answer that?
Yeah. No. No, you got me nervous. Like, I don't know, but I can kind of, like, put it together. No.
I have some other talents. Next question.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Uh-huh.
Nah, but I do have some other talents. I'm exploring my acting skills right now. We actually working on a movie, and I do a little. Let me see how I want to put this. I have other things I do, but right now I'm kind of concentrating on my acting skills, trying to get them up. You know what I'm saying? We working on a movie right now. I can't release the name, but that'll probably be the one right there.
Right.
Acting, trying to get that up and running, because I've seen so many people do so much from my area to the acting area. You know, I just want, you know, that'll be one of my plan Bs, you know?
Absolutely. And I think that you would be good at it, you know, because I just see it. Like, I don't know. It's just something about you that I feel like, you know, you're right where you need to be. You know, there's some people that seem out of place in certain arenas of life, and there's some people that you just know that this is their path. So
okay.
I definitely could see you acting and doing whatever it is that you put your mind to.
And I thank you for that. That makes me feel good. You know, that helps me out when certain people say certain things, because everything happened for a reason, and God put me in this spot for a reason. So mm-hmm. I'm pretty much just going, I'm going to just take this journey that he's sending me on, and I know at the end of this road, I'll be all right.
Well said. Well said, because once you have it, that, you know, that drive and that determination and that lust and that desire, you will be successful, period.
Thank you.
So it's
thank
just all about manifesting it. You're welcome. I mean, you're already on the track of doing what you got to do, so I'm excited for you. I really am, genuinely.
Okay, well, then you're probably enough excited for both of us.
Exactly. And you don't want to see me get too excited, for real. So I wanted to ask you a question, and you can tell me it's a little bit too personal. But how would someone get your attention if they was interested in you, dating you?
How would they get my attention?
Yeah, what would they have to do? What draws your attention to any particular, you know, woman out here?
I would have to say, with me, looks not everything. So, you know, I'm a good guy. A lot of people tell me that. So if a woman could show me that she's a good woman, like, you know, and I don't mean cooking and cleaning for me, just a good person all around. Like, you just give me a chance to get to know you instead of, you know, flashing yourself to me or sending messages or anything. Just, I don't know how you would get close to me to get me to know you, but, you know, let me find out what type of person you are. And if we on the same level, you know, just, you know, we might could work from there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself. Be yourself.
Right. Well said, little buck. Well said. So, being that you perform, and I know you have a following, you know, and probably the majority of them are probably ladies. Most of the time with male entertainers, it is mostly ladies. So, with that being said, I mean, do you have any, like, crazy stories or anything like that from a person that, a fan? Because so many people have, like, these crazy stories of people. So, I'm always curious to see, you know, how many people really go through this drama when they're out there performing. So, do you have any crazy stories?
I have I'm not going to put this person on the spot, but I have a true-to-life stalker right now. She is on Twitter, she is on Facebook, she is on Instagram, and she even went through the trouble to get one of my personal cell phone numbers, and it's like I'm being as nice as I possibly can, but I think I'm terrified of this young lady. If she see me, no telling what she going to do. I mean, she's sending messages, she inboxing me, she done went social network crazy. I'm not going to put her on the spot, but yeah, I'm going through it right now. I thought I'd never have nobody doing me this early. You right. Got me looking around now trying to make sure she ain't nowhere around me.
Right. Absolutely. You absolutely, it's so funny. It is so funny, I swear. I mean, I've heard some crazy things, and I just say to these ladies, being a woman myself, like, get a grip.
Yeah, please, because honestly, it started from her following me on Twitter. And I kind of, you know, when people follow me, I try to keep it real. You know, I follow them back and let them know thanks for the follow. And a few people, I get them to check out a few videos or whatnot. But I answered her back, and it's like she would not leave me alone now.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, like, it's like I get texts, I get inboxes, DMs on Twitter. I almost said her name. I'm not going to do her that. But if you're listening and you know who I'm talking about, because we had personal conversations over the phone about what you've been doing me, please stop doing me this, because you scare me. You scare me. I'm terrified, baby. I'm terrified, baby. If you're listening, stop it. I'm terrified.
Exactly. Cut it out. Seriously. It's not cool. It's not appealing. And just to piggyback off of that a little bit, you know, you see his personality, so I wouldn't think a woman have to try so hard, you know, and no man wants to, you know, just be set up with a crazy person.
Right.
So it's not sexy, appealing, or alluring for a woman to put herself out there, because I always say, like, if you're going to throw it around like a Frisbee, then did that Frisbee fall in before you picked it up and threw it at me? So it's a concern. So it's a concern.
And
so don't
right.
You know, yeah, don't be readily, ready to throw your frisbee. Don't do it.
Yeah, because she's throwing it out of control. I'm getting pictures and everything. And it's like,
you're getting
like
all hit in the head with the frisbee.
Oh, my God. Please stop it. Enough is enough.
Absolutely. Cut it out. So what can we expect from, you know, your next project? Because I know that you are steadily working. So what can we expect from your new project coming out?
That energy, and I can't speak on no specific names, but you can expect energy from my next project, because I feed off energy, and you can be expecting to hear from artists, different artists, because I got some things worked out with a couple cats. I'm not gonna speak on it right now because I like stuff to just fall in place. But you can look for energy. Some nice features, you know, because I'm going to do some collaborations with a couple more people and see which ones make the cut, hopefully all of them. And that's pretty much it. You can just expect that same energy or more energy, and I'm looking to deal with some more people.
Absolutely. And I know it's all going to be good and exciting, so I can't wait. So if someone was interested, like someone coming up that really have no path right now, and they're tuned in and they're just listening to Little Buck, what advice would you give another person that was interested in taking your, like, the journey that you're on?
And they're interested in doing what I'm doing?
Yeah, they're interested in becoming, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pray and follow the direction that you're given.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying? Get down on both your knees, put your hands together, and ask them to help you on your journey. As I did, you everything happens for a reason, and you'll pretty much be able to see what roads you have to take, because he's going to put it right there in front of you. All you have to do is follow. It's easy. Just like Twitter, you want to follow, you just press follow. So, you know, if you want to press follow, you go get on your knees, press follow, and follow.
Absolutely. Very well said. Very well. I mean, I'm looking for your book, you know, soon, too, because it seemed like you should be writing one.
I don't know how many people just told me this about the book, you know, and I'm going to have to think real, real hard on that. Everybody asked me, a couple people, do I have a book coming out? And I'm like, no, I haven't thought about a book yet. It hasn't escaped my mind, but I'm going to have to think real hard on that one.
Absolutely, because I think it's profound. Your journey, where you're headed. I mean, we need more of that. We need more people telling their stories,
you know, so
other people can be inspired by them.
That's definitely something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, I will, because everything happens for a reason, and some of the things you're telling me on this interview, you know, it is really sticking with me. Believe it or not, it's really sticking with me.
Absolutely.
Just the reaction you give me.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm excited. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to it. Me and you are going to be connected for a long time, because you have so much to offer to the universe that I'm just excited to just have the opportunity today to talk to you, and just the opportunity to know that, you know, you're going to take yourself way beyond anything you probably could even had imagined. So that's exciting for me, because I'm such a people person. It's crazy. And I just want to see people succeed. So I think that my passion for people and seeing them go forward is the reason why certain people like yourself are intriguing to me. So, I mean, I'm a fan. Let's just say that.
And I thank you. I want to thank you for having me today and being such a good person to me on this interview. And I would not mind at all if you would have me back. I'd love to have another conversation.
Absolutely, anytime. So tell people where they can follow you at and where they can download your mixtape.
The mixtape of Meal Before the Deal is on live mixtapes right now. You can follow me on Twitter at Lil Buck Official. www.facebook.com/Lil Buck fan page. Go and like my page. And for any booking or any business you might want to do, you can email head@roughandruggedent.com. That's head@roughandruggedent.com. And, you know, follow me on Instagram, too, @roughandrug, R-U-F-F-N-R-U-G-G.
Absolutely. Well, Little Buck, I just want to thank you once again for being an inspiration to everyone who's tuned in right now and those who will check it out on a later time, this link. And I just look forward to all that you have to offer the world. And you just keep doing what you're doing and know that, you know, everything's going to be okay. Like you said, get on those knees and pray, and it will all come together. So thank you so much, Little Buck.
And thank you for having me, baby. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Yay, guys. So that was Little Buck. He's totally awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So for all those, again, that, you know, are just tuning in now and you miss Little Buck, you know, you can catch this on demand. And you can even download it from your iTunes. So that's a good thing. And also, the Intune Show has an app, so you can always have us on the go. So if you're ever too busy to sit in front of the computer, you definitely can download the app. And, you know, I have it for iPod and Droid. So, again, Little Buck released his single, Nightlife, and it's out right now. You can go to SoundCloud under Little Buck Rough and Rug, and that's RUFFNRUGGED, Nightlife. Get it in your iPods, okay, guys? So Miss P, love you all, and I appreciate you guys for tuning in tonight to check out Little Buck. He's an amazing guy, and I look forward to all you guys supporting him with his mixtape and all his future endeavors. Until tomorrow, we on at 3 o'clock with Diva Got the J, and we are on at 4 with Sports for the Locker Room. So for all those, again, that's tuned in for the first time, you can find us at Intune Show on Twitter. You can find us under the Intune Show on Facebook, and you can actually go to our website at theintuneshow.com to stay in tune. Till next time, babies, you guys have a good night, and I will talk to you all mañana. Bye.
I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune, in tune, in tune, about to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm in tune, 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 about to take it to the moon, let's go. Just tune in, let's count it down from 10, I'm 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let the show begin.